Jerry Brown was in full professor mode as he unveiled his $130 billion state budget proposal, moving from chart to giant chart, laying out California's financial situation and his plans for the coming year.
So we have our piggy bank, which is the rainy day fund, and you can tell we're right here. We want to fill it up.
No surprise that Brown would strike the same tone of fiscal caution that he has in previous budget debates. To justify it, he said the volatile California tax structure swelling coffers now has forced massive budget cuts during recessions, such as the $27 billion deficit he inherited back in 2011.
We can talk about spending now and cutting later, or filling the reserves and continuing our spending right along. So this is about steady as you go, or exuberance followed by regret and pain.
Brown is increasing money for K-12 schools and health care for low-income Californians. He also wants to offer a free year of community college tuition and create the first online community college. Beyond those and a few other hand-picked spending increases, Brown wants to set aside nearly all of his projected $6 billion surplus. Legislative Democrats may not object to the governor putting $3.5 billion of that pot into the rainy day fund, but they'll surely seek to use much of the rest of it.
That's the beginning of kind of this dance, the state budget negotiation dance, if you will.
Holly Mitchell chairs the Senate Budget Committee. She hopes to negotiate cost of living increases in state grants for low-income, elderly, and disabled Californians. Assembly Budget Committee Chairman Phil Ting wants to expand the state's earned income tax credit, among other priorities.
We believe that over the next 4 months, there's plenty of opportunity to really discuss universal health care, universal early education for four-year-olds.
And there will surely be a battle over higher education funding. The governor is proposing smaller-than-expected increases to the UC and CSU while demanding they keep tuition flat. He feels the universities don't do enough to keep their budgets under control. California Faculty Association President Jennifer Egan says under the governor's proposal, tens of thousands of qualified students would be turned away every year.
The CSU is desperately underfunded compared to the way it was, 25, 30 years ago. And it's really starting to show.
Republicans generally praise the governor's fiscal caution, but want any extra money to be spent not on social services, but on infrastructure. Here's Assembly Budget Committee Vice Chair Jay Obernolte.
That's a fundamental requirement of government that we've gotten away from in recent years. In the 1960s, we spent over 20% of state revenue on infrastructure. Lately, it's been between 1% and 3%. This is a golden opportunity to rectify that.
Brown does call for spending $4.5 billion in new gas tax and vehicle fee revenues on road repairs and public transit projects. Many Republicans hope voters will overturn last year's transportation funding law in the November election, the same election which voters will pick Brown's successor.
So we have that piggy bank waiting for the next governor.
The governor laced his remarks with words of warning and wisdom for whoever replaces him next year. He pointed to another chart showing that California's economic recovery is nearing the longest ever since World War II.
The next governor is going to be on the cliff. And that big red line, that's what I've had. What's out there is darkness, uncertainty, decline, and recession. So good luck, baby.
And good luck, too, to anyone hoping to squeeze blood from the turnip that is Jerry Brown's budget during his final year in office. Ben Adler, Capital Public Radio News.